Today, we're talking all about getting comfortable in your own skin and in a way that will ultimately help you in your relationship. I'm Cameron. I spent years building my career and creating a life I loved. And when my Prince Charming finally showed up, he had 4 kids in tow. Fast forward through lots of mistakes made and lessons learned, stepfamily life was much more complicated than I realized. If you're looking for help with blended family life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Stepmom Diaries, where we keep it real as we dish about all the things. This is your weekly dose of blended family inspiration and encouragement. You're not the wicked stepmother, so let me help you find your fairy tale ending. Come on, let's do this. Welcome, welcome. Today's an interesting topic. We're talking about getting comfortable in your own skin and with yourself, but in a way that is really about helping you in your relationship too. Before we get started, I recently did my very first Q&A episode, and I have to tell you, it was really popular. I have gotten a ton of questions submitted since then, and I want to keep answering them. So if you've got a question for me or something you're struggling with that you would like to submit and have the question be answered on a future episode, shoot it over to stepfamilysolutions.com/askcameron, and I will answer it. I'll put the link in the show notes also, but would love to answer your questions. It'll be like having your own little personal coaching session. So I will put the link in the show notes, as I mentioned, which will be, you can find at stepfamilysolutions.com/episode80. All right, so let's get started today. I mentioned this is about getting comfortable in your own skin. This is sort of related to one particular area of stepmom life, and that's related to your partner's ex and how you're comparing yourself to her. And this is something that I hear all the time from stepmoms, and it can take various forms, this sort of comparison game, right? It can be overt, like wondering if your spouse thinks that their ex is prettier or smarter than you. It can also be sneaky and lead to even more insecurities, like when you start wondering why they married her to begin with. Whichever way it comes, you can get down a pretty unhealthy rabbit hole real quick. And you can end up finding yourself obsessing over her, her looks, her parenting skills, why she doesn't like you, on and on and on and on, right? This can be a really dangerous rabbit hole to go down into. Now, I'm not going to lie. I have had a ton of challenges in my stepmom life. This, however, has luckily not been one of them. Which I've talked to so many stepmoms who have experienced this. I just haven't. I have had lots of insecurities around different things, but I've never really felt threatened by Craig's former marriage. Or even really jealous. I have felt lost, like I wish I had met him a long time ago, but I've never felt jealous about the things that he did with his ex-wife when they were married or with the kids or any of that stuff. I don't know. I don't know why I haven't, you know, felt insecure about that, because I know it's such a common issue. But you know, I do, like I said, I felt lost. Like, he and I have talked about what it would be like if we had met earlier, and did we miss out on all these years together, you know, that we didn't know each other? But of course, you know, I'm reminded, and we have talked about that, our journeys are really what make us who we are. And I'm not sure that we would have even liked each other if we had met earlier in life, right? And his marriage gave him his kids. But, you know, hearing about the things they used to do together or trips with the kids, it's just never made me jealous. Wondering how they got together, that thought has definitely occurred to me, but mainly because they are so very different in so many ways. Side note, I have had that thought about my own parents, who divorced when I was 8 also. My parents are polar opposites in so many ways, and I really don't know how they ever got together, much less stayed married for 15 years. It still befuddles me. The only thing I think I have wondered about or compared myself to Craig's ex in, and this is weird, y'all. This is really, this is weird. it's her cooking, which I know you're going to be like, what? But I enjoy making meals for the kids. And I love, you know, I love making a good casserole. I love making chili. That's like my thing. I really love baking. And like for one of my stepdaughters, I make her every year for her birthday. She tells me what kind of cake she wants me to make. And I do a different one every year. So, and she always tries to challenge me. Like one year she wanted not a red velvet cake, a purple velvet cake. But by God, I made it. I made a purple velvet cake and it was really good. And one year she had me make an almond cake, kind of like a wedding cake thing. And it was delightful. So I think like the one thing I've always wondered is like, whose cooking is better? And it's such a weird thing to wonder about. And honestly, I think it's more of like a curiosity thing. Maybe it's a competitive thing because I have always prided myself on my baking and I do really enjoy putting a good meal together, but I feel like maybe it's more of a curious thing. One of the kids did tell me in the past year or two that their mom can't cook well. And so I guess maybe I came out on top, but I honestly don't even know that I care that much about it. It's such a silly thing to think about, but yeah, that's like the one thing I've ever really compared myself to her. It's really bizarre. So, but we're going to talk about how to fight those thoughts. I know that there are so many of you out there that are really bothered by the fact that your spouse was married before, or when you think about that relationship that they had before you. And I think it's really important to discuss it because it can feed into your worst insecurities about being good enough. And we struggle with that already as stepmoms, right? I mean, that feeds into the imposter syndrome, which I think we have all felt at one point or another, like, I'm just not good enough to do this. And, you know, what am I doing here? So I want to talk about some of the things that you might compare yourself to the ex in and how you can kind of reset those thoughts, right? So, you know, things like looks, why your spouse married her, maybe even why you feel like they still prioritize her over you sometimes, if it feels that way. You may be in a situation where you feel like your spouse lets their ex run all over them, and that can feel like they're prioritizing her over you. You may think about their relationship. Was their relationship better? Did they fight as much as y'all do? Is she a better mother than you? Is she more successful? Like I said, these thoughts can really start you down a rabbit hole of just negativity and toxic mindsets. And if we're being honest here, I bet you know that these thoughts are not healthy, right? So how do you pull yourself out of the rabbit hole? Let's discuss. First, and this is almost always the first step in advice that I give, is take a beat. Take a beat and pause before you throw yourself headfirst down that hole. Take a beat. Remind yourself to think about those thoughts that you're thinking and whether they make sense, right? Few other things. I want you to know there is no real comparison. And I want you to think about that. There is no comparison between you and your spouse's ex. Is she prettier than you? Thinner than you? I don't know, maybe. But think about why you're worrying about that. Are you worried about whether a teacher at the kid's school compares to you physically? Probably not. Now, I know she's your partner's ex. She's not a teacher. But if you can look at her in a different, more objective, more neutral light, the way that you would look at someone else, it might help. And remember, the whole sentence is in caps. Your spouse is with you. That's in caps bold. All caps, full stop. Your spouse is with you. Whatever attributes their ex has, that relationship didn't work, period, full stop. There's a reason they're not together, right? And more importantly, there's a reason that you are. So try to focus on that. It is hard when you are already feeling a little unsure, maybe a little insecure, and something happens, but take a pause. And really try to focus on that. There's a reason they're not together. There's a reason you are. The next time you find yourself trying to compare yourself to her, flip that script and think about it. Think about why your partner is with you. What is it that you bring to the table? My guess, friend, is a lot. I already know you're beautiful on the inside. And my guess is, at the very least, because you're here, you're listening to this, is that you put the work in and you don't give up. It's huge, right? So let's talk about a couple of the other areas that you may be comparing yourself to her in. And I'll give you a couple of ways to kind of reset those thoughts. Relationship. Was their relationship better? Did they fight as much? When was the last time that you were in some big fight with your partner and you thought, you know, I wonder if their relationship was like this. I wonder if they fall like this. All right, I'm just going to say no on this one. Just no. This is all the stuff I was just talking about. Your spouse is with you, not her. So I would guess that if you were to compare your relationships, which you should not, by the way, you should not, yours would come out on top because your partner's with you. Y'all are together. Going down this rabbit hole keeps you focused on your partner's past, on their ex's past, not on your present and future with your partner. And your partner's present and future is you. Think about that. I want you to try and flip the script. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Think about the present and the future, because that's about you two, not about them, right? Is she a better mother? This one is super common and super natural for stepmoms to wonder, right? Because here we are, we're joining this family that is already in existence, and we think we have to be all things to all people. We think we have to be the perfect wife, the perfect mom, the perfect stepmom. We have to throw the perfect Pinterest parties. We have to show up at all the events. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? I did it. I mean, oh my God, I threw like the craziest Pinterest perfect birthday parties the first year that I got married because I thought that I had to. I thought that I had to do everything. Well, again, take a beat. Let's think about that. Why are we doing that? Is it for the kids? Is it for our spouse? My guess is if you think about it real hard, you might discover that a not small portion of it is to prove ourselves, to prove we're better, to prove we are worthy, to prove that we deserve the spot in our family. I want you to stop that right now, right now. And it is so hard. But you don't need to do anything more than show up as you. Do the things that you feel right doing. I already told you, Pinterest perfect parties, they were my jam when we got married. I mean, I felt like I had to make everything perfect. And I had the gift bags and the, you know, perfect cakes. And, you know, I threw this birthday party for my stepdaughter when she was turning 12. It was right around when we were getting married. And it was an under the sea theme. And I mean, I went all out for this party. I mean, I had like a little photo booth area for the kids to take pictures. And, you know, we did this whole slumber thing and I had all the food was, you know, somehow ocean themed. And I even like cut up cheese into little triangles and called them shark's teeth. And, you know, we had the goldfish, of course. And I mean, it was crazy. And Craig was like, "What? You don't have to do all this. This is like way overboard." And he kept telling me that. And I was like, whatever, you're wrong. I got to make this perfect. But, you know, when I look back on it, what was I proving? Who was I proving it to? The kids? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I did want them to have a good time, right? But I don't think I was proving it to them. I wasn't proving it to Craig, his ex. I don't know. Maybe. I think mostly when I think back on it, I was trying to prove to myself that I could do it all, that I could be it all, that I could be as good of a stepmom, that I could be a good mother. But I will tell you, once I realized I could lighten up on that gas pedal, my life got a lot better. When you can take the pressure off of yourself a little bit, your life gets a lot better. So here, take a beat. And, you know, think about why you're putting so much pressure on yourself to be the superstar stepmom. Think about if it's really necessary. And I will tell you another anecdote about kids' birthday parties. I didn't think about this at the time, but I want you to think about your birthday parties when you were a kid. Do you remember every little detail? I don't. I remember One party, we had a magician that scared me half to death, and I think I ended up in tears, or maybe that was a clown. I remember one birthday party where, this is a good one, guys. I asked for a Michael Jackson birthday cake. Yes, I'm dating myself here. I asked for a Michael Jackson birthday cake, and my mom tried so hard to talk me out of it. But I was like, no, no, I know they can do ballerinas and all kinds of stuff. I know they can do Michael Jackson. So my sweet mom went and found a way and got me a Michael Jackson birthday cake. There are pictures. I'll just say that. Follow me on Instagram. I'll put it up at some point. But those are the things that I remember about my birthday parties. I don't remember the different stuff my mom served. I don't remember the decorations. So the kids, if you're putting pressure on yourself to make it perfect for them, they're not going to remember it. Kids remember how they feel. Like, they remember that they had fun. So lighten up on yourself a little bit, right? All right. So the next one is a big one. Why did my spouse marry her anyway? This one is so normal. And I would be lying if I said I've never wondered this out loud and to my husband. And like I said, I've wondered it about my own parents too. If you're dealing with a high conflict ex, you might wonder this a lot. But I will tell you right now, this is also not a healthy road to go down. And just like when you're thinking about if their relationship was better, it keeps you focused on the past, not the present or the future, which is about you and your partner, not about her. I'll tell you right now, you can wonder this all you want. And, you know, your spouse may have told you all kinds of bad things about their, you know, marriage or whatever, but the reality is your spouse and their ex, and this is hard to hear probably, they didn't get married because they thought they'd get a divorce. The reality is they were probably in love and they probably, you know, thought they would be together forever. And the thought of that might hurt. It might give you a little bit of a pit in your stomach. Totally normal. But there are a couple of other realities here that you have to remember. That relationship didn't work. They either grew apart as the relationship ran its course. Maybe there was cheating, whatever it is, that relationship did not work. Keep the focus where it should be, on you and your partner. The ex is always going to be there. She's the kid's mom. She ain't going anywhere. But keep her out of your relationship. Focus on why you're together. Focus on keeping your relationship strong. The reality is, you may not completely stop comparing yourself to your partner's ex. But if you can understand your relationship, how important it is, how much your partner values you, if you can understand all of that, then you can focus on your family, loving your family, loving your partner, focusing on the relationship with your stepkids, the relationship with your partner. And most importantly, and this goes across the board for every stepmom dealing with everything, give yourself a break. Cut yourself some slack. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. When you're comparing yourself to someone else, you're always going to come up short. So that exercise is really a terrible exercise to engage in. It feeds on our insecurities. So take a beat. Just pause if you can catch yourself before you start thinking about that and take a pause and see if you can flip the script and focus instead on all the good things in your life, in your relationship. Focus on the fact that you have this partner, you guys found each other, and yeah, you're probably dealing with some tough stuff right now, but you love each other. And know that your partner values you and is with you for the amazing person that you are. Focus on seeing the present and the future more clearly instead of looking back in a mirror that's probably a little foggy, a little unclear. You got this. You can totally do this. And remember, if you'd like to dive deeper into this or any other stepfamily issue, join me inside the Stepfamily Circle. You can just head over to stepfamilycircle.com. We provide an amazing amount of monthly coaching and resources to help you tackle this and every single stepfamily issue that you're facing. We do group coaching. We have monthly resources. And we build community with all of the stepmoms and stepfamilies that are there. So thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you next time.
That's it for this week. If you've enjoyed our chat, I hope you'll help spread the word. Share this episode with friends and head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review. And don't forget, for more great stepmom content, head on over to thiscustomlife.com and follow me on social media. Just search This Custom Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, you keep being you and know that we are in this together. See you here next week.